Today we're going to talk about the final finale. Use this when praying for money. Use this when praying for money. Use this when praying for money. This is a tool that I want to share with you. I use it myself, so I have confidence in sharing it with you. And I'm going to guide you slowly, step by step, to know what you must do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, who is worthy to be praised. Are you ready for us to launch into the deep? Let us move on as we prepare. Use this when praying for money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is worthy. So the topic for today is use this when praying for money. These are tools that I use for myself, and it has been tested and it works. So if you're looking for money, you have the ultimate tools in your hands, and you can use it, and you can move it, and you can allow God to come in and give you all the praise that he deserves. And in return, he also gives you the money that you need. Amen. I've always believed that we need God first, and we have to give God all the glory, God all the honor, God all the praise, and God all the adoration. He is worthy to be praised. Now, after we have praised God and thank him and glorify him and exalt him, now we have to go forward and ask God for our heart desire, so that we'll be able to meet the need of my family, your family, his family, that family, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, where you are right now, I want to say thank you for being part of us, and thank you for joining us in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. How do you pray and ask God for money? Step number one, prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. What do I mean, prepare your heart? Do you know how to prepare to go out into the workplace? Yes. How do you prepare when you're going to work? You have a shower, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, you put some nice clean clothes on, you get your right shoe, you jump into the bus stop, or you go with your car. Then you pray, right? So these are the steps that you follow to prepare for your day as you're going forward. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. So now we are talking about money. You prepare your heart with every reverence that is needed to allow you to connect with God. To connect with God. I love to say it this way: agree with God and be at peace. Thereby, favor, prosperity will come upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are here today, I want to encourage you, prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart for God. Now let's look at a Bible verse that goes with that. In the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes, yes. My soul finds rest in God. My soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. My soul, your whole being, your whole body prepares and finds rest in God. Yes, my hope comes from him. Glory be to God, which is Psalm 62 verse 5. Hallelujah. Amen. You are going to get to your destination, but you need to prepare yourself for the journey. If you're going to go to work, like I said before, you prepare the day. If you're going to go and see your wife at workplace, you look nice, you look tidy, you look organized, so that you can go and see your wife, right? It's the same also. You prepare for money, you got to prepare your heart. My hope is in God. I trust him. I believe him. And he's my source. He will make a way where seems to be no way. Glory be to God. So God is looking at you as you go forward in preparation. You cannot just get up and open your mouth anyhow. So you got to go in there and think through what you're about to ask God for. Give thoughts to what you're asking God for. What do you need? How much do you need? What kind of currency do you need it in? There's some currency, their value is too small. Okay? And some currencies, they are like Fiji. The Fiji dollar is 4 to 1. So every one Canadian dollar is 4 Fiji money, which is, it costs us more, but it costs them less. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So prepare your heart. Now let's move on to the next level of asking God what we should do concerning money. Step number two, approach God with reverence. Approach God with reverence. Approach God with reverence. Show God that you love Him, you respect Him, you adore Him, you worship Him. And in that reverenceness, you lift up your voice and say, Father, I submit this request in your hands. I look up to you, oh my God. You are my provider. You are my supplier. You are my make-will God. Father, I need $10,000 to be able to go back and buy myself a new car. How am I going to do it? I submit myself to you. I rely on you, oh God, and I trust you that you are my provider, my supplier, my make-will God. Reverence, respect, honor, adore, and what? You bow before Him in reverence and you accept and you agree He is the ultimate God. He is the master of all decision maker. Capiche? He is the master of all God and the master of all things. Power and might belong to Him. So you don't go to God as your boyfriend. You don't go to Him as your brother-in-law. You go to Him as a son going to the dad, or as a daughter going to the father with due respect to Him. And you ask Him to guide you and direct you. Let's look at the Bible verse that goes with it. Then we'll pray in a minute. Psalm 95 verse 6. Glory be to God. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our what? Our maker. Come, let us bow down in what? In worship. We are here to worship God. We are here to bow before His reverence. We are here to acknowledge that He is mighty, He is powerful. That is Psalm 95 verse 6. He is glorious, He is awesome, He is amazing. Do you see what I mean? Then as we do that, we are showing a sign of reverence to Him. We are showing a sign of respect and honor to Him. Then God will move on our behalf and listen to us and make a way concerning that specific request that you are looking for in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are talking about, if I need money, what must I do? And so the what I'm sharing with you is how I use it, and it works always. It works. I've tried it. It works always in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us move on to the next level. Glory be to God. What's the next step? Express gratitude. Express gratitude. Show gratitude. Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. Say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you for giving me the money that I need. I thank you for making a way. I thank you for directing my steps. Lord, I'm looking for $10,000. And I need this $10,000 to be able to buy myself chicken wings and garlic bread. So I'm asking you for this $10,000 so I could go and buy myself chicken wings and garlic bread. And then guess what? When God bring the money through His own human angel who come to you, what do? You say thank you to Him. You extend your heart and your heart of gratitude. I thank you, Father God, that you have given me this amount of money. I will worship you, Lord, and I give you praise, and I give you thanks, and I give you all the honor, and I give you all the adoration. That's how you do it. And you express gratitude. Let us look at the Bible verse that goes with the glory be to God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. My God, you are awesome. Now you can read Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 on yourself. Do not be anxious in anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with what? Thanksgiving, present your request to God. Present your request to God. But you have to bring thanksgiving. You have to bring thanksgiving. You have to bring thanksgiving. I thank you for giving me the money. I thank you for the $10,000 that I need for the garlic bread to go forth in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Are you willing to do that? Let us pray. Father, we thank you today that you have given us life and health. You have given us peace and joy. You have given us understanding. You have given us the gratitude heart. So we have come today to say thank you for what you have done for us. Everyone that is here today, I place him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, as these ones are saying thank you, I need two people to say thank you. I need two people to write here right now to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, as this person expresses the word thank you, I'm asking Holy Spirit, remember him or her and bless him and let him go forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us move on. Now we are talking about what do I need? And if I need money, what should I do? Now you're going to be specific in your request. You are going to be specific in your request. What do I mean specific? You got to sit down. This is how you do it. You need to know exact amount you're looking for. Number one. Let's take an example. I need a car. If you need a car, you got to go to the dealership. Ask the dealership, I need this car, this color of a car, this number of seat, this SUV, sedan, or a juggernaut, or a truck, or a little Morris Minor, a mini car, or a small little bicycle, or moped, or skidoo. That's what you're looking for. Yes. So be specific on the car. Be specific on the color. Be specific on the car tires. Be specific on the seats that you're looking for. Now let's talk about, move away from there and say, I'm looking for a husband. If you want a husband, you need to know what kind of husband are you looking for. A tall man, short man, fat, ugly, handsome, or a beautiful wife. You want a beautiful wife. How beautiful do you want the woman? Describe it all to God. So it is not just easy opening your mouth and telling God, I want a woman. No. You gotta describe the woman to God. Tell God, this is the woman I want. And also release the woman into the hands of God. And tell God, if it is not your will, if I am wrong, give me the best, better, amazing, incredible woman. So you first of all, tell him what you want. Then you release the avenue to him. Then you release the avenue to him to upgrade you to the next level. You see that? To upgrade you to the next level. Glory be to God. So if you are here today and you need a husband, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to describe the husband to God. And I want you to be selfish. And I want you to be greedy. So add extra to the man. Make sure the man loves you with all his heart. Make sure the man is willing to go out of his way to sustain you and maintain you and provide for you. Somebody say amen. Glory be to God. This is my secret. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So now you move on there. And then you tell God exactly how you want it. And you tell him when you want the man. Remember, the man is a commodity. The man is an item. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at the Bible verse to go with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So God is here. Ask and it will be given to you. So ask specifically. Are you willing to ask? Let us pray. Father God, I place each person here in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit of God that your power, your might, and authority will go with everyone that is here today in the name of Jesus. Father God, pour your anointing over this person that is gathered here today, that his or her specific request will be met by you, oh God. Father, drop your spirit to show him or her how specific or detailed you want him or her to be in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us move on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ask in faith. Ask in faith. Ask in faith. Let me repeat. Ask in faith. Ask in faith. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is totally impossible to please God. So you want to ask in faith without doubting, without having a second opinion, without having a third opinion. Will God give it to me? Am I sure God is with me? No. Father, I need a handsome man who will love me, a handsome man that will care for me, a handsome man that will partner with me, a handsome man that will go with me, a handsome man that will listen when I talk, a handsome man that will carry me on his back, a handsome man that will carry me on his shoulders, a handsome man that will be willing to fight against all my enemies and release me. And I'm trusting in you, God, that you have given it to me because I am confident in your leadership. My definition of faith is confidence in God. Now we're talking about money here. So you know the specific amount of money. Don't doubt it. Believe it. And express your gratitude in knowing that God himself is opening the floodgate and showing you the way you must go. Hallelujah, man. Let's look at the Bible verse that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The book of Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you whatever you pray for, believe that you have what? Receive it and it will be yours. Receive it. Believe that it is yours and it will be what? Yours. No doubt. Believe it. No doubt. Believe it. No doubt. Believe it. No doubt. Believe it. No doubt. And stand on your ground. Father, I did ask you for this amount of money. I'm believing you because you are my God. I thank you. Let us pray. Father, we give you praise and give you glory and we give you all the honor that everyone that is here today who is looking for that money in the name of Jesus to be able to buy a house, to be able to buy a car, to do the wedding, to bless the husband and the mother-in-law and to take the kids to the next level. I place him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you, sweet Holy Spirit, let your power, let your glory, let your anointing, oh, go with them in Jesus' mighty name and pour your supernatural favor over them in Jesus' mighty name. And somebody say amen. Let us pray one more time. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that anyone and everyone that is here today, your anointing and supernatural favor will be over this person who is looking for this amount of money. And Father, as this person is looking for this money, your power is flowing. You're releasing your holy angels on assignment to go ahead of him. So I decree a supernatural financial blessing over your life this morning. Somebody say amen. I release a supernatural financial blessing over your life. Somebody say amen. And even as you're saying amen, may God's countenance and mercy and glory go with you today in the name of Jesus. And where there's doubt, misunderstanding, where there's chaos around your life, we break it in the name of Jesus and release the blood, the power of the blood of Christ Jesus around your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. What is the next level? What's the next level? Align your request with God's will. Align your request with God's will. Come into agreement with the will of God. Come into agreement with the will of God. How do you do that? You find 1, 2, 3 Bible verses and you stand upon it. You stand upon 1, 2, 3, 4 Bible verses and said, Father God, I come before you today in the name of Jesus and I'm trusting in you, for your word says this. See that? Your word says this. Your word says this. Now you're telling God, this is your word. Boom, 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 boom. And you, Yahweh God, you said this concerning this finances that I'm asking you. So honor your word because you are covenant-keeping God. You see how I'm doing it? You are covenant-keeping God. So I'm asking you to guide me and direct me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless him. The Bible verse for this one is what? It's 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. This is the confidence that we have in God. That if we ask anything according to his will, if we ask anything according to his will, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, oh my God, then whatever we ask God, we know that we have what we ask him in the name of Jesus. So you got to know that what I'm asking God, it is God's will. The easiest way to know the will of God, the easiest way to know the will of God is this. Find 4 Bible verses concerning your situation. And we are talking about money. Go into the Bible and find 4 or 5 Bible verses that agrees with the what you're looking for. And stand on it and pray it. Stand on it and push it hard. Stand on it and push it hard. Breakfast, lunch, tea time, supper, before you go to bed. Let me repeat. Breakfast, stand on that Bible verse. Lunch, stand on that Bible verse. Glory be to God. Supper, before you eat that big meal, pray those Bible verses in Jesus' name. When you come home from work, do the same in the name of Jesus. Push it harder, push it harder, push it harder. Don't leave it. Don't leave it. Push it harder, push it harder. And as you do that, you will know that God said so and you have done so. So you are in agreement with God's will. And let us pray. Father, I lift everybody in your hands in the name of Jesus. Anyone and everyone that is here today who is looking to get money to pay their bills, Father, we come before you and we release our heart desire in the name of Christ Jesus, that the closed door is open, the wall of resistance is open in the name of Jesus. And this person that is here today is receiving the money that he or she need in the name of Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. And don't forget to share it, please. Do not forget to share it. Don't forget to share it. Don't forget to share it and invite your friend in the name of Jesus. We are talking about, if I need money, what must I do? Glory be to God. Now, the next level, as we're moving in deeper into it, pray persistently. Pray persistently. Pray persistently. Don't fold your hands. Don't pray one time only. Don't pray in the morning and say, but I prayed. No, 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 no. Pray continuously. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Without ceasing. You don't stop. You pray Monday. You pray Tuesday again. And you pray Wednesday. And you pray Thursday. And you pray Friday. It's not that you doubt God. No, no, no. You just want to keep praying and thanking him and praising him and worshiping him and telling Father, I believe that I've asked you for this. You have given it to me. So I want to say thank you. This is what I mean by pray continuously and persistently. You pray Monday, Father, I need $50,000 so I could buy myself a bicycle. Glory be to God. Why not? Why not? Pray and ask God, Father, I need $50,000 so I could buy myself a bicycle. Why not? Lord, I need $200,000 so I could buy myself a little car I can drive. Why not? Ask God for it. But pray persistently. Don't pray one time. Pray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We praise and we praise. Shower God with praises, with thanksgiving, with reverence to his holy name. And let it flow continuously. Let it flow continuously along the way. And God will go with you and lead you and guide you. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now let's look at the Bible verse that goes with it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Pray continually, period. I just summarized it for you. Pray continually. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray continually. Don't leave breaks. You pray for 10 minutes. Every day, pray for 10 minutes. You want to pray for 20 minutes? Every day, pray for 20 minutes. You want to pray for half an hour? Every day, pray for half an hour. But pray continually. Monday, pray. Tuesday, pray. Wednesday, pray. Thursday, pray. Friday, pray. Saturday, pray. Sunday, pray. Keep on praying. As you're praying, you be in expectation for God's power and might to flow on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, let us jump on. Let us jump on. Yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Submit to God's timing. Oh, hallelujah. Submit to God's timing. The timing of the Lord is always critical. God wants to bless you Monday. Don't go and start wandering around on Tuesday. No. Stay on the Monday zone. So, Father, you say you bless me on this Monday. I'm here today and I'm in expectation for the blessings to come my way. So let me pray with you. Abba, Father, I thank you, Lord, that everybody that is here, you are blessing them, you are guiding them, you are directing them, you are sustaining them. And as they are praying, your goodness and mercy is going with them. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. I want to say he has made everything beautiful in his time. Everything is made beautiful in God's timing. So you don't have a choice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Let's see God's confirmation and guidance. Father, I've asked you for this money. Is that the money I'm asking? Is that too small? Then Lord, add more to it. You see that? That is confirmation. I'm asking you for $10. Lord, if it is $10, then give me your peace and then guide me. See that? So you need God to guide you. You need God to give you peace. Now, when you are troubled inside, that is not the will of God. So back off in Jesus' mighty name. What's the Bible verse that goes with it? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 5. Yes. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. So God, give me wisdom to understand that I'm asking you for this $2,000 to buy myself ice cream. Lord, are you going to give it to me? Is that the right amount or is it too small? Yeah, okay, Lord, if it's too small, then give me $1 million in the name of Jesus. And lastly, end with thanksgiving and surrender. End it with thanksgiving and surrender. End it with thanksgiving and surrender. Surrender to God. Say, Father, I come before you and I thank you for giving me the money at a perfect time, protecting my life, giving me peace of mind, directing me to get the money. So I'm bringing my thanksgiving offering to you and I'm saying, thank you for giving me this money, for you gave it to me. This is the steps you must take to ask God for the money. May the Lord bless you. I thank you for watching me from February and March as we are talking about all things money. Go forth and go and study it again and pass the links to somebody else. We are going to month of April, and may God bless you and keep you. And thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. I cannot wait to see you in the month of April. God bless you. I love you and I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Bye now.